Okay, everybody, I'm getting ready to get started. Something happened on this screen. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed, knowing and unknowing. Whether my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds, I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me. Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Father God, we just give this service back to you. We just pray even now in the name of Jesus that now my will, Lord, for thy will be done in this day. Hey, God, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord. Shorobo kondianda ha. Etesi ondo shiva kandianda bako shere. Undari kiondari. Sororaba sitio. Robo sanda. Rote etesi yorobo hoko yanda ha. Lord Jesus. I hear the Lord God saying that ye be of the city and the heart of the ocean. I just am a crindy. Go shandia rabba go shidi and the heart. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying that many. Hallelujah. Tolo bullshit. Hallelujah. He said, many are being tested in this hour. And he said, some have already been tested. He said, and some are getting ready to go through a test that, you know, he's to prove you. He said, and I'm just going to be honest. He said, a lot of people have failed the test. He said, tell the people to seek my face. He like, seek my face. Hallelujah. Turn from the wicked ways. He said, then I will hear from heaven. And I will heal their land. Nielo no no shende boko shidi. Nanako shidi yandala ha. Ato shenna ha ti endehe. Oh, have your way, Holy Spirit. Be glorified, Lord God, in the midst of us. Manifest your presence, oh God, in this service on today, Lord.
Yes, God.
Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus and not my will.
Glory.
But Father, your will be done. I'm asking you, Lord God, to speak through me, Lord God, your oracles on today, Father God. Lord, you know what it is we have need of even before we ask, Lord God.
Hey.
You know, Lord God, hallelujah. You know our hearts. You see what's in our hearts. You see the things that we don't see about ourselves, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, when you say we are naked and we are open unto you, Lord God. And, Lord God, you try the rings of our minds. Lord God, you know what's there, Lord. You know everything, Father. Father God, we thank you right now for everything that's manifested in your eyes, Lord. There is nothing hidden, Lord God. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because you're an all-knowing God. You're an all seeing God. Hallelujah. You're an all hearing God. Hallelujah. And Lord, I just bless you even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just come presenting these people before you on this evening, Father. I'm asking you to forgive your people for their sins against you, Lord.
Hey, glory to God. Thank you, God.
Forgive your people for rebelling against your word, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
And against the moving of your spirit, Lord God.
Jesus.
Forgive your people for doing things that they have no business doing, things you did not ordain them to do, Lord God. Father, and how they have caused other people to miss you because they've tried to be some wonder, Lord God. Father, I ask that you would forgive them, Lord. Lord God, forgive them, Lord God. I just pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, that you will begin to move by your spirit even now in the name of Jesus. For you say it's not by power nor by might, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. Lord, I'm believing you for all our loved ones to be saved.
Yes, God.
Sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and never fire, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Manifest yourself, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oriya ba shidiya do rukiya tahari. Sono no kungiya ba shiloto. Hallelujah. I was up in the presence of the Lord on this morning, and I was talking with the Lord because I had a heaviness in my heart about the people of God, different things that he was showing me. And I know we have people that's, you know, new to this ministry. You haven't been listening to the sermons that long or whatever, but I've been doing this thing for 20 years. I have people that's in this ministry, that's been in this ministry, some since 2008, some since 2009. And I can tell you that I haven't seen a change. And when you are a pastor, you really are looking for the spirit of God in people. God is always dealing with me by how people's thoughts, toward him, and how, you know, they want to do certain things and they want to be. It's like, and this stuff is so sickening to me. I've gotten to a place where, when I'm talking to the Lord, I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, it's not even stuff I want to even talk about. I was like, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to have anything to do with it at all, because I believe in progress.
Yeah.
I believe in the scripture where he said to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And I've never been a person, I know some, you know, y'all probably have heard my testimony. The stuff that I do right now, I did not ask God to do it. It was never anything that I wanted to do. Matter of fact, I got in trouble from trying not to do it. And so, never been one of those people that wanted to be seen and heard. And I was one of those people that like to stay in the background and just pray in the background and watch God move in people's lives. And so, you know, it's important to stay in the presence of the Lord because of the fact that if you don't stay in the presence of God, then there is a pulling to be pulled into where people are. And so, you know, I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, this is not something that I want to do. I want to stay in your presence. And you know what? I want people to learn how to stay in the presence of the Lord. Haliabakiria shelebaka. Learn how to stay in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Because I don't understand it. It's something that the Lord has shown me over the years that I don't understand, especially since we've been online. Because we've been online since the pandemic. And I never understood how people feel like because I'm not in their presence, in their face, like in the building, like I don't know what's going on with them. You know, I see them in the spirit. And that's the reason why I was talking about what I was saying, how there's been people that's been in this ministry since 2008 or 2009, and there hasn't been a change. And then when I said that, the Holy Spirit said, yeah, well, there's been one change. They've gotten worse. You know, so, you know, and especially it's easier when you start fooling yourself on things. And so, you know, that stuff is very concerning. It's one of those things that even though it's concerning, the Lord is like, it's like in my spirit not to rest on those things, but to move with those who are ready to move forward in the things of God. And he was like, you know, hallelujah. See, at some point, you got to let go of some stuff. You know, at some point, you have to be able to say, hey, this is yesterday. This is behind me. And I'm moving forward. And that's where I'm at in spirit. And God is like, let the people know that it's time to press forward. And, you know, you can't always hold on to people. You got to let people go. People will weigh you down. When scripture says about letting go of the weights and the sins that so easily beset you that you may run the race that's set before you. In my time of separation from us not being in the building, when I tell you that God has dealt with me in such a manner to where it's like he done brought me back to where I used to be. To where the fact that I let a lot of people dump their junk in my spirit. And when I allowed them to dump their junk in my spirit, and the scripture tell us to, he tell us to watch, you know, to guard our heart for the issues of life flow out of it. And people can contaminate your spirit. They can contaminate your soul. So you have to learn how to guard those things in. Folks are always looking for someone else to blame other than themselves. You know, when my sister was alive, people used to blame my sister. Now that my sister's dead and gone, people want to blame Prophetess Junior. Prophetess Junior and my sister and nobody else has anything to do with God talking to me about people. God has always shown me people. He be showing me people. I never forget there was a person that hadn't been in my church that long, and it was years ago. God gave me an open vision of them, of some things that they was like and everything. And at that time, I did not know them personally in that arena. I just saw it by the spirit. And as the years progressed, the things that he showed me in the spirit, I saw it in the natural more. And I was like, Lord, I was like, God, that was the stuff you had already showed me. He was like, yeah, good. This is what they are. And I can look back and say, man, they are still the same. The same thing that I saw, they still that, you know. And I was like, Lord, I said, when you sit back and you look at this stuff, it's disturbing. We as people of God, we're supposed to grow. We're supposed to not be stagnated. We're not supposed to be, you know, caught up in the things of this life. If you somebody that's want to make a name for yourself, you want to be seen and heard and all that, you've missed God. Because when the more you come to know the Lord, the more actually you get somewhere and sit down. Because you realize that, man, this thing is nothing to play with. And every soul that people try to go and play stuff with, bigger that blood is going to be required on your hands. One of the biggest reasons why I did not want to be a pastor is I had a full understanding of the fact that I am going to have to answer for every soul that he's allowed me to oversee. And that, you know, everything that I've said out of my mouth, hallelujah, that wasn't of God, that God didn't tell me and just say that he said it is a lie, you know, that I'm going to have to stand before him with that stuff.
Yeah.
And if anybody has any sense in the spirit, that is a heavy weight. That not only are you having to be concerned about your own soul, but you have to be concerned about the soul. That's why I'm very careful about what I say with my mouth. And that's the reason why when people get upset with me, I'm like, well, I know I said what God had me say, because I know that I'm afraid of God. I'm not afraid of man at all, period, at all. There's nothing about man and woman that I'm afraid of. But I am afraid of the one who's able to destroy both my body and my soul and hell.
Ooh, shut that level.
And so because I'm afraid of him, you know, I have a holy reverence of him. You know, God and I was talking about this the other day. He and I was having a conversation, and I was telling him, I said, you know, I know you tell us not to be scared of you and have a fear, but I was like, Lord, you know, that I have that reverence of you, what the scriptures say about having a reverence of you. I have that awe of you. I said, but beyond that, oh, Lord, I said, I'm not going to lie. My soul tremble at you. I'm like, I know that you're not nobody to play with. Now, I'm not scared not to approach him. I'm not scared for him to be around me. He come in the room with me. I'm following him being around me. I'm not that kind of scared, but I'm talking about I'm scared to where I'm not going to do something that he say not to do. I understand about people dying, you know, before the presence of the Lord. I understand about souls being utterly wiped out and destroyed. I was reading something in the wee hours of the morning, some scriptures, and as I was reading the scriptures, y'all know when the children of Israel was in the wilderness, I forgot how to pronounce that man's name. Is it Korah? Is that man's name, Korah? The Corath? I can't remember. Yeah, if I'm saying it wrong, I'll come back later on and correct it if I'm saying his name wrong. He was murmuring against Moses and Aaron. And as he was murmuring, he had gotten the people all hyped up too. You know, like, okay, you not the only person that God done chosen. He done chosen, you know, the nation of Israel and all this. And they was really like coming up against Moses and Aaron. And so the Lord told Moses, you know, hold on, Moses, like pretty much hold what you got. He's like, because I'm going to get him. And so, you know, he had told Moses to tell the people to get away from that man and his family, y'all. And Moses was standing before the man, talking to him about, you know, what was going on. The God opened up the ground. Because Moses said, if this be the word of the Lord and it's not me and I'm tripping, you know, then pretty much the God was going to swallow him up. God opened up the ground. And that man and his whole entire family, and I think all his animals and stuff with him, would drop down in the ground. Y'all know, kind of like an earthquake. But the kick is, when they fell down in the ground closed back up. So, you know, you got to understand something. When you're sitting back and you're looking at this stuff, people who really don't know God, they look at it as a bedtime story. I'm like, no, man, this stuff is real. I'm like, when you have been in the presence of the Lord, and you've experienced God, you know that he's a loving God, but he's also a God of justice. He's also a God of redemption. And so, you know, there's some things that just have to happen, you know, in order for everything to be put straight. And after that, the Lord had them to take those rods and to put them all up. Like before the Lord, and he was like the one that bloomed, you know, because he's not going to put this crap to an end. These people going to know without a shadow of a doubt. And so it was Aaron's rod that bloomed. And that's the reason why when you look at the Ark of the Covenant, it has the Ten Commandments in there. It has Aaron's rod up in there. And it has the manna, the thing that they put the manna in, the representation of where God was the manner that God was feeding the children of Israel in the wilderness. All these was a testament for them to know this is God. Because God was like telling Moses, he was like, man, how many times do I have to keep fooling around with you? Because there's a lot of times God just wanted to kill the people. And it just wiped them out the face of the earth. When I was talking to the Lord, God and I was talking about that stuff. Because I was like, Lord, I understand what Moses went through. I understand when you are called by God and as a leader of God and you sitting back and you looking at the people and you know they're grieving the Holy Spirit. You know that the Holy Spirit is angry about some things. And you sitting back and you having to cry out and you say, well, Lord, you know, don't wipe them off, Lord, the face of the Lord, forgive them. Because the Lord was telling Moses, he like, man, I'm going to wipe them out. And I'm going to make me a great nation just through you. he was like, I'm finna do it. And people don't understand that it always takes an intercessor. And that was the reason why I was so one of those people that didn't mind being in the background in the singing. Because the heart of a true intercessor, it takes away the anger of the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
He starts feeling like he has someone that he can commune with, somebody that really understands stuff from his perspective. And they can ease the Lord. They can soften his heart. And they can make God look at the people a different way than what he's looking at them. And so, you know, yes, Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us day and night that our faith not fail. But there's intercessors on the earth that God is calling out to intercede on behalf of his people that truly have a heart for him. I was reading something in the scriptures the other day, matter of fact, where it was talking about how the people just want to make a name for themselves and how they just want to be seen. And I said, Lord, I said, this stuff is still going on right now. And that was in the Old Testament. And I said, Lord, this stuff's still going on today. People still trying to flip and pop. I said, and be doing stuff and no words. And this is what get me. This is something I've noticed over the years as a pastor. They'll go out and they'll try to speak all these ministering words to these people, try to make it sound like they really know stuff. And it'll be stuff that they've learned in church. And they'll go and they'll pray in front of the people, right? But then they'll turn around and get on the phone and call me and ask me to pray. Or send a text message. Or they get on the prayer lines and have other people pray. But the real people that walk in the Spirit of God, they don't need nobody to pray with them. I don't get on the phones and call people and say, oh, pray with me because I'm praying about this person. I don't even tell Yolanda all the things I'm praying about, an agreement about, because I understand that I have a relationship with him and this is what I've been called to do.
Yes, Lord.
And so when you do those things, you're walking where God wants you to walk. You're doing what the Lord, you know, wants you to do. And so, you know, when people be having all these different things that go on in their lives and stuff, a lot of this stuff be because there's certain things when you go back, and that's why it's important for people to read the Old Testament. When you look at the Old Testament, he made it very plain to them about, hey, man, you better stay in your lane, you know, because if not, you're going to die. And, you know, they experienced a lot of different things anytime they did not walk in what God was calling to walk in. Then when you get to the New Testament, you see the sons of Sceva, and you see what happened then, you know, because they weren't walking in their lane. They wanted to look like they were, you know, just as great as that they thought Paul was, and those demons whooped them naked and told them, hey, you know, Jesus, we know, Paul, we know. They were like, you know, we don't know you. So, you know, you like, God, what is going on? What, you know, why are you saying all these things? Because he said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And so when the Lord start telling you that he has an expected end for you, I expected ends. Let me go to where I need to go. Give me one second. It doesn't look like each other. It's not going to look like each other. God, everybody's expected end looks differently. We can look at the 12 apostles and see just in their lives, how all of them had a different end.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have to seek the kingdom. We got to seek what the God is saying. In chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." And this is something God was talking to me about this morning. He said, let me explain something. He said, people don't want to come talk to me, don't want to come before me with their stuff, all their stuff. He said, they don't want to come clean. And so, you know, those are one of the telltale signs of not being a part of God. You know, when we don't want to come clean with what's in our hearts, the things that God do reveal, because we don't know everything, but the things he do reveal, he's given us an opportunity, you know, to get it right. Let's go to, because he got a special plan for our lives. You got to understand, God knows he has a positive thought process about what he wants in our lives. And it's us that mess it up, because we go and we try to do opposite of what God is saying. You know, I'm gonna be real honest with you. Like, there are some people that have money situations, and they issues, and they don't even realize that their money issues is because they had evil thoughts towards them big money. But they want God to feel sorry for them, and their hour need, and the Lord is like, but you didn't feel sorry for the other person when you felt like they had more than you, and you had issues, and it caused them to have problems. See, those type of things we don't wanna deal with. We don't want to address. We don't want to see it for what it really is. And God be trying to bring us out of stuff so that we can be, you know, who he's called us to be. In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 9, it says, let me go back up. It says first verse 6, he wants to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and return it not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Well, you know, God has a plan for each and one of us, and there's the plan to bring us to expecting, but we can't get there because anything that you're doing outside of the will of God is going to prevent you from getting there. You know, there's things when God says to him, test him, and people get tested all the time about what they're going to do. He even tests us on our offering. You know, if you're gonna give, some people give their time, but they haven't grown in their offerings. They don't understand that you have to seek the Lord on that. And then when you seek the Lord, he's not gonna continue to tell you to give that same tithe, $20 or $30 that you've been giving. There'll be times he'll stretch you beyond that. There'll be times he'll say, no, give an extra $100. There'll be times he'll say, no, give $500. And some people are like, huh? But you want big money from God. Let me explain something to you. I had to learn over my lifetime when God was stretching me. I never forget one time. I had always been a giver. And when I say a giver, because people, when they be talking about, when the scripture say he blessed a liberal giver, I was a liberal giver. I'm still am. But what I'm talking about is, before I was ever a pastor, I was a liberal giver. And the thing is, I had no issues with giving nothing. I never forget this. One day, God told me to give this amount that I was like, huh? And I'm not going to lie. It was like $3,000 he was telling me to give. He was like, give $3,000. I'm like, you sure? And I wasn't in a certain financial category. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't something that, I just came by on a regular basis and stuff. But when he told me to do what he told me to do, I watched God do what I needed him to do. And so, we have these things. I know some people are like, and some of y'all thinking I'm talking about this because it's income tax season. Man,
the Holy Spirit, just
let me tell you something. Oh, you could take your income tax season mindset and throw it somewhere in a dunghill. Just keep it real. Because nobody don't care nothing about that little funky $8,000 you get. Because $8,000 is no money. And if you think that's a lot of money, you really do need to be delivered. If you're able to get $10,000, that is not no money. I'm just trying to tell you. I sneeze and that's gone. But what I'm saying to you is that the Spirit of God is just sitting there, talking to people about their thought process, because even in that, he's showing you why you don't have no money, because you have a poverty mentality. You're not a giver. You're not gracious in giving at all, but you want God to be gracious unto you. God is like, man, are you crazy? He said in his word, he said, oh Lord Jesus, scripture just crossed my mind, because he's showing me people's faces. He's flashing your faces before me, who are the different people that he's talking about, because he's not talking about no one or two people. And the Lord was like, he said, it's because of your thought process as to why you in the arena that you're in. He said, you'll never ever get to where you're trying to go by not doing what he's telling you to do. Now, did God tell you to give him $3,000? I don't think so. I was talking about my testimony. And it was over $3,000. I said $3,000 and something. I was like, but the Spirit of God, he's saying, even with that, he said, I'm showing you the condition of your heart. He said, I'm showing you why you can't get past a certain income level, why you can't get this. Now, he said, because you're not right. He like, if you're not right on this level, God is not crazy. If you're not right on this level, you ain't going to be right on the next. And he was like, he told us, he said, those who are faithful with few things, he'll make them ruler over many. You can't even be faithful where you are. He like, you stingy with me right where you are. He said, that's why you're going to stay where you are or get worse. And so this is the thing. How like those people were saying all that smack to Moses and telling how God, used this and all that, but they didn't want to do what Moses had to do. Matter of fact, they were scared to go up that mountain before God. They told me, no, you go up there. Now, how in the world God going to use you? You can't even go up the mountain. You can't even go and be in his presence. Come on now. Somebody help me out. Because I'm going to tell you one of the foolishness that I've learned over the years being a pastor, being a leader. Out of one side of people, they want to say, I'm not saying what God what God is saying, but out of the next side of my mouth, they want to hear a word from me. Well, if I'm not saying what God is saying, then there's nothing coming out of my mouth is right. That means it's all wrong. I was like, because if it's the wrong spirit, it's the wrong spirit. Period. But that's just showing you just how crazy people are. People don't sit back and they don't think things through. And so, when God is looking at this stuff, he's saying, look, I got certain plans for you. He said, that's why I tell you to seek me while I can be found. I was going to do it in a parallel. I just had to stop and deal with those thought processes God wanted me to deal with right quick. He said, make search for the Lord while he is there. Make prayer to him while he is near. Let the sinner give up his way and the evildoer his purpose. And let him come back to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for there is full forgiveness with him. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Are your ways my ways, says the Lord. But as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down in the snow from heaven and does not go back again, but gives water to the earth and makes it fertile, giving seed to the planter and bread for food, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not come back to me with nothing done, but it will give effect to my purpose and to that for which I have sent it. For you will go out with joy and be guided in peace. The mountains and the hills will make melody before you, and all the trees of the fields will make sounds of joy. Look, it's just as plain as that. God said, I have a blessed place. I have thoughts of a blessed place for you. I'm finna read this other scripture. I think I'll be ready. Wait, let me see. Did I do the right thing? Let me see. I might have read. Hold on, y'all. Give me 1 second. Oh, and Psalm 139, verse 17, it says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. And so, you know, he talks about how, the psalmist talk about how precious God's thoughts are toward him. God is very, his thoughts are very precious toward his people. But the problem is we're not seeking his will. And so we're operating outside of the arena of where the blessing is. And you always know where the blessing is. There's no big mean that when you're operating inside of God, there's a certain place that he wants to be, and he knows those things. And so, you know, I just pray, because one of the things I've seen over the years, as I get ready to close, one of the things I've seen over the years in the church that has really, it just, I don't care how long I've looked at it, I guess I still just, maybe it's because I don't need to understand. I don't understand the spirit of competition, the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of all that kind of stuff like that. That stuff right there, it do something to me. It grieves me. And I was talking to some relatives the other day, and I saw it up in them, and I was just sitting listening to them and looking at them talking. And I was just like, oh my God. I was like, Lord, this stuff is so horrible. I said, people say they saved. And when you say that you're saved, the Bible talks about how we're supposed to esteem another higher than ourselves. I said, and it's something that I've seen in a lot of people that say that they're saved, that they do not walk in at all. They don't know anything about that. They have the spirit of the world. That is the spirit of the devil. The spirit of the world, because that is the very spirit that Satan operated in that got him kicked out of heaven. Because he was talking about how he was going to raise his throne above the throne of God. How he was going to do all this. Now that he, you know, those thought processes got him kicked out. It's the same spirit that's operating. So if you know, check your heart. You want those people that have an issue with somebody having more than you, doing more than what you think, whatever you think, looking back, however your thought processes go. Then that's a telltale sign that you're not operating in the spirit of God. And so, because the scriptures tell us that if we live by the spirit, we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so, you know, God said that he has precious thoughts toward us. He have, he wants to bring us to our expected end. And the only way we're going to get there is by seeking his faith. We got to seek his faith. We got to seek for the will of God in our lives. And we have to seek until he come and reign righteousness upon us. And he shall do, because he want to see his people declare his word in the earth. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. Once again, I come repenting of every sin I committed knowingly and unknowingly. Was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I ask you to forgive me, create me a clean heart, and renew me a right spirit. Now bless these that came on today, Lord God, for the service, Lord God. And Father, let this word just begin to wash your people in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to call Prophet Junior up. I don't know if God gave her a word while I was going forth. If not, she's going to give announcements. And afterwards, I will come back and pray for people's tithes and their offerings and for their seeds. Hello, everyone. Can y'all hear me? Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. As you all know, members, and of course, visitors on the line today, I'm also talking to the members as well because I'm going to keep on addressing this because of what I see. I've noticed that if you're not paying your tithes, you all don't be given an offering, and we're supposed to give an offering.
Matter of fact, the scripture said, "Don't come before the Lord empty-handed." I just read that scripture the other day. He said, "Before the Lord," and so you come before the Lord when you come into the service.
Okay, and to be able to do that, you go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. Visitors, as you would do if we were in the building and we were passing around the offering tray, I'm asking that you would give an offering, please. Also, members, I know last week was Seed Sunday, but if you purpose in your heart to do your seed every week as I have, then I'm asking that you would go ahead and do that. If you have not done it, go ahead and do that now. Go ahead. If you have not paid your tithes and your offerings, go ahead and do that because Pastor's getting ready to pray. As you all know, this is a new year. And I'm speaking about the pastor appreciation for people to go ahead and start paying towards your pastor appreciation. If you want to do a lump sum, then you know that's even better so that you won't be, you know, like trying to hurry up and get that in towards the time when it's almost time for pastor appreciation. I'm asking that you all be obedient to the instruction that God himself has given us. If you have any questions for me, you all know how to contact me, and I thank you.
Okay, this is Pastor George. I'm back, and I'm getting ready to pray over the tithes and over the offerings. Okay. Father God, I just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly. Was in my thoughts, my words, my actions. My I hear the Spirit of God saying, I have a just scale. He said, I weigh it according to a just scale. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I just come right now repenting of every sin that I committed, knowingly or unknowingly, what's in my thought. He said, when you give, good, it'll be pressed down, shaken together, running over. It's according to the matter that you give. And so, he has a just scale. Matter of fact, I was reading some stuff. And I think it was, I can't remember where I was. I can't remember if I was in Leviticus, if I was in Numbers. I was reading some things and God was talking to the people about how when they do this and do that, how he does things this way and that way, and how he adds on certain things, certain percentages and stuff. And so the Lord is like, he's like, you got to understand. He said, when I'm doing what I'm doing, he said, I have a just scale. And he's like, I see everything. I know everything. And so, this is the thing. People be talking about, well, I have faith God for God to bring me this amount of money. He said, no, you don't. He said, you don't even, if you have faith for it, then it would show up in your tithes and your offering. And he was like, you really do not have faith for it. He's like, you just really speaking, you know, saying things. And so the Spirit of God said, he's like, he has a just scale for the things he's done. And it's a lot of y'all on this line. You're living in poverty. You're not nowhere near where you need to be financially. And then some of you, while you have come to a certain place, do you realize that God's measurement for stuff is not where ours is? You know, and I get into that at another time, but it's a whole other thing. I just sit back and I look at people. I was talking to God because I know that there's people that's got situations going on in their lives where they really need some money right now for some stuff, but they need to get some things out from over their head. And God began to deal with me. He said, well, Tamara, let's talk about the why they don't have it to deal. He said, for some of them, it's because they do not do what I tell them to do with their tithes and their offers. He said, and some of them, it's because of their evil thoughts toward other people. And, you know, other people's financial situations they've lost things and they've gone through different things because of their thought process and stuff. So is it not fair for them to lose? He like, should they not lose? He said, should they not lose houses and cars and all this kind of stuff? And other people have gone through those same type of things because of their mindset. I said, whoa, you sure right. I said, when God starts breaking stuff down like that, and he was talking about people who are tithe payers. He was like, because they're not right. And he was like, and when you sit back and you look at it, he was like, he said, I have a just scale. He said, I see everything. I know everything that's going on. And so, you know, that's why I'd be so concerned about it. Because some people, it seems like people open up to some of the evilest people. And they tell people all their business. And they don't even realize they're talking to some of the most evil folks on the face of the earth. And I was like, man, you have to really, you know, watch the stuff that you say with your mouth to people. Because just because people trying to talk some kind of way, man, folk don't be meaning you no good. When I tell you I've learned some things, then the things that I've learned, I promise you, if I knew these things 20 years ago, I'd be farther down the road. But I'm just saying, so we're just going to keep praying. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your people's tithes and offering, Lord God. For you said we brought our tithes and offering to the storehouse that will be meeting your house. You told us to prove you. Now here we set the Lord of hosts. And thank you, Holy Spirit. And some of you all who pay your tithes and offerings, you have opened your mouth or you have put people in your business that don't mean you no good. And it's part of the reason why you struggle. He said, but the other part is that he said, I told you to seek my face. And that I was going to guide you, and you are not doing what I told you to do. Father, I just come repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly and unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, my deeds. I ask you to forgive me, create me a clean heart, and renew me. Right? So bless your people's tithes and offerings, Father. Yes, rebuke the devourer for your people's sake. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that they will not have room to receive. Father God, I'm asking you to truly remove the hindrances out of your people's way, Lord God, that they may be able to go forth and that they may flourish in the land, Lord. And then, Father, I lift up those who have seeded into my life, Father. For you said, whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we should receive a prophet's reward. And Father, I pray a prophet's reward. Hallelujah. I pray for an unexpected blessing, Lord God, to begin to manifest in their life. And I pray for crazy favor over their life, favor that just don't make no sense, Lord God. That, Father God, when they turn to the left or to their right, Lord God, that you will be there. And that you would open up, Lord God, the windows of heaven and put them out a blessing, Lord God, that they never expected, Lord God. That what people was going to tell them no, or the door was going to be shut, that you would keep it open because of what they have done, Lord God. And so we just praise you that they come and saw it by me. And the Father, I'm asking you to come and see it by them, Lord. And so I just praise you in advance for it. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask it all. Amen. Well, if you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626, and we will be praying. Hold on, Prophet Junior, you have another announcement. I'm sorry. If you're a visitor on the line today and you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. That's 214-507-3626, and she'll forward the information and let you know how to be able to do that.
Okay, and so this is this is Apostle George back with you. If you have a prayer request, text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. And you all, you know, be encouraged. Do whatever God tells you to do. When you get off the line today, seek his face. Don't just get off the line and start doing other stuff. Go seek the face of God. All right. Love you. God bless you. And I'm in the car.